said, we have two of the chalomos of Yosef. In the first dream, Yosef has, v'hineh anachnu ma'almim alumim b'toich ha'sode, v'hineh komo alumosi v'gam nitzovo, v'tishtachaveno, והנה תסובנו על מוסיכם ותשתחבנו לאלומוסי. The מעלמים אלומים, the battling these battles together, and והנה קומו אלומוסי וגם ניצובו, and you אלומוס המשתח ולאלומוסי. It's the first dream. Second dream is the stars and the sun and the moon משתחבים לי. So the Moshe of Skenim from Bale HaTesfes Shtol Zehore. Why in the first dream everyone had alumos, everyone was represented with a aluma, and then all of the alumas were mishtachvet to the aluma of Yosef. The second dream, everyone was represented like stars, but all of the stars bound down to Mishtach Vimli. Why in the second dream was not that everyone was a star, and all of the stars bound down to my star? Why in the first dream everyone is represented like a aluma, and then Mishtach Vimli alumosi? And the second dream, 11 stars, sun and moon, Mishtach Vimli, why Mishtach Vimli? One more star, and all the stars will bend down to that star. The Moshe of Skenim answers that in the first dream that everyone was ma'almim alumim b'teich ha'sodeh, so b'mele everyone has a aluma, so if the mishtach with the aluma of Yosef, we could know that they take a mishtach with the aluma of Yosef. In the stars, how we will know that that star is called Yosef? The first dream was 12 brothers, everyone picked up a bundle, and then I put mine down, and everyone bent down to mine, so we knew that it's Yosef. And the second dream, what will be? It'll be a lot of stars, and one of the elders of stars will mishtach with the one star. How will we know that that star is Yosef? Well, you can have a different dream, that everyone is picking stars. To where? How we know that that star is Yosef? Maybe. Who said that that star is Yosef? Maybe that star is Shimon. If you have a dream that 11 stars are bending down to a star, that star is Shimon. They said that star is Reuben. They said that star is Yosef. As they said, the Moshe of Skenim. But I want maybe to miyashiv it in a different way. There's another kasha in the parsha. The Bale HaTesfes Frege Kasha. We know in Parsha's Miketz state that Paro had a dream. The cows, skinny cows, but the big cows, then the shiboilim, and Yosef tells Paroi, "Val hishanois hachaloi," and for the fact that the chaloim came twice, "Ki memayro eloikim la'asoisoi." The fact that the dream came twice, because the Ribbono shel Olam is rushing to do the dream. Frek the daskeni from Baal HaTesfes, Yosef had a double dream. It took 22 years. 22 years. Where is Kibbe Meirah Elohim La'asoisoi? So the Daskenim answer is, if it happens in the same night, then it's the semen that it has to happen. If it happens, Yosef had a story. He got up in the morning, he told everyone. The second story was a different night. Yeah. Paro had two dreams overnight. In the morning, he comes over, I had two dreams tonight. You know why? Two dreams one night? Kibbe Meirah Elohim La'asoisoi. But if it's in two separate nights, As I said, the Rashbam answers it. Rashbam and Mikens. But Mikens zog in a andere mahalach here in the whole Zach. The Ramban says that the two dreams of Yosef were two separate dreams. And the first dream was 11 brothers mishtachvim leYosef. The second dream, 11 brothers, father and mother, mishtachvim leYosef. It had to be, Be'etzem, what we think when we think about the both dreams. Two messages, Yosef is going to be the king and everyone will be bowing down to Yosef. Zog de Ramban, no, was two dreams. First dream and second dream. First dream, 11 brothers. Second dream, father, mother, and 11 brothers. Two chalois chefzadike andere dreams, Zog de Ramban. Meaning the Ramban says this is the reason Yosef didn't send a message to his father, I'm in Mitzrayim, because he was busy. Lekayim nevuas chalomaisam. Yosef knew the chalomaisam like a nevuah. So, Bemele, in the first dream, the brothers have to mishtachve all of the brothers. Binyamin is not there. So, he's rushing to do the nevuah. So, I want to explain a little bit more. In the first dream, listen carefully, it's Givaldi Kevot. You say that volume, San Chabazaz Ashorin. In the first dream, what happened in the first dream? Mishtachvim la'alumosi. They didn't know that it's Yosef. And the second dream is Mishtachvim Li. This is what really happened. When the 11 brothers came, they didn't know that it's Mishtachvim to Yosef. When father, mother, and 11 brothers came, they knew the Mishtachvim to Yosef. The first dream is Mishtachvim La Alumasi. It was not Li. The second dream was Mishtachvim Li. This is the answer in the Ramban. Yosef could not send the message, I'm in Mitzrayim. Then the first dream would never happen. Because they have to mishtachvim la'alumosi without knowing that it's me. So he knew that the first nevuah says, they will come mishtachvim down to you without knowing that it's you. So there was no way for him to send the message to his father, I'm here. Because then he would never keep the first dream. Only after the first dream was fulfilled, then he said, then was mishtachvim li. More from that. Mefoshim explained that the first dream was mishtachvim la'alumosi. What is alumosi? Money. They bound down to his money. He's the mashbir. Why they bound down to him? Because he was the one that's giving out the food. He was the boss. Mishtachvim la'alumosi. And the second dream was mishtachvim li. Rashi says, why Yaakov was mishtachvim Yaakov al roish amita? Tale be'im nesagile was lema'alos nishon Yosef. Not because they were scared from Yosef. Tale be'im nesagile, said Rashi. So the second Ishtachavoy was to Yosef. Not because he was the strong, he was the king. But it was like two separate dreams. The first dream was talking about Mishtachim La'alumoisam. Second dream, I think it's Vorim Brurim. But as they, the cash from the Askenim of Balatesis is not a cash in Bichlau. Halishanoisach Haloim. Two separate dreams. Well, taken to by Paroi, seven cows and seven chitim was the same dream. So Yosef, you know why a double dream means right away. Yosef didn't have a double dream. He had one dream, 11 brothers, Mishtachvim Li, Mishtachvim La Lumasi, and one story. Second story, Tata and brothers, Mishtachvim Li. No, so, the man that asked him is Kasha Falzacharop. It's because he's in Kasha, there's no Yishalay Sachaloim. It's like two separate Zachim. I think the Pshutom Shel Dvorim, Advorim Amiti. It's not Stam, it's Advorim Amiti. It's Kimat Kasha, what the Rishonim has a Kasha, Bichlad. So, in fact, that's the first kasha of the Daskenim. Why it doesn't say Mishtachvim Li here? Why they didn't Mishtach with the stars, the one star? And it says, because technical, if the Mishtach to a star, we're not to know who is the star. It's not even a kasha. This is the dream. Why he didn't dream that he was riding a horse? Because this was not a dream. The second dream was 11 stars of Shemesh Vareach Mishtachvim Li. The first dream was Mishtachim La'alumasi. That's a kasha where he is alumasi. This is the mahus of the dreams. It's aleph beis bepshat. It's interesting. Tzu, the Beis Halevi has a little bit red here. And the red. But Mitzim gave me the Beis Halevi, yeah? So the Beis Halevi has different kasha. It says in Yosef, he says over the dream to his father, to the brothers. Vayachlim chaloim, vayasapa le'ochum. Then he says another dream. He goes over to his father. I had another dream. Father tells him, they get jealous. Why in the first dream they hate, and the second dream they get jealous? Get jealous in the first dream. or hated the second dream? Why in the first dream, they hate it? And in the second dream, they get jealous. Zogdi Besalevi, what was the first dream? The first dream was, Mishtachnu la'alumasi, for my money, I will be the boss, I will give out the money. Jealous? Not want to be jealous. They hated him. You think you'll be the boss? Who are you to be a boss on us? Why you? But they're jealous, and even if it happens, so why you? Why you think I'm a Shaltim Shalvan? Or you think you'll be the boss? But to be jealous, even if it happens, that's not to be jealous. The second dream was Mishtach Vimli, Lemaalosi. Even the father will be Mishtachbe. Means Yaakov will be Makir and the Li. Yaakov will be Makir that Yosef is Pchira Oves, and this is what really we know, like in the Ushpizin. Yosef became higher from the Shvatim. And a lot of different things. Chachmon Ayit Kalon, Yosef Tzadikaya. But Yosef became a different Madregi from the Shvatim. And this was bad, and the big Machlek is, what the Shvatim was so annoyed? The Shvatim were annoyed, they were scared, like we had Ishmael ve'Yitzchok, Esau ve'Yaakov, that Yosef is going to do to them the same matzah. This is the reason they passed him that he's a Roidev. They thought that Yosef is planning to take them out, to explain to the father that the tziruf of Klal Yisrael didn't fulfill yet, and I'm the one, and for me, Klal Yisrael will start. And they felt that they're wrong. Man, they felt that he was a Roidev. This is Shaitan's form. This is the reason they wanted to kill him, he didn't Roidev. He was trying to Roidev them out of the Mishpacha. So when they heard that the father is Mishtach Veloi, they started to be jealous. I said, Chasam Sefer says a Givaldik Avot. He says, why if Yaakov made him a nice fancy clothes? But for what? He says that it says in the Gemara, why Tamid HaChomim Shel Chutz Loretz have nice clothes? And in Yisrael, they don't have nice clothes. Time in the Gemara, no, it doesn't speak about today. Today, also in Chutz Loretz, you see everyone goes with kapot, it's like everyone, yeah? It's Yisrael, nishta zei feel, yeah? But if Neymar Tamid HaChomim Shel Chutz Loretz, they have nice clothes, Chosh V'Rabonish clothes, and in Yisrael, Chasam Sefer says, that it is said in the Gemara, אתם נחכום שבחוץ לארץ ונה צחו של אתם נחכום שבארץ ישראל אתם בגמור נת חזר שואל בזמן הזה so he says במילא they need to חושב וקלוז the people were represented by the חושב רבנים and that's Israel they were real חושב אתם נחכום they didn't have to have clothes Yaakov made a ketonis passing to Yosef Yaakov really taught Yosef כל התרי כולו זה שתי so בעצם Yaakov was מחשב Yosef above the Achim and Taker was like that just was not instead of the Achim, not Ashtod the Achim, just Yosef got a higher position. So he made him nice clothes. It's not just a choshev as a ve'alevin. He needs the kapot. He needs the ketanis passing. It's not just a ve'alevin. It's not just a ve'alevin. He needs nice clothes to look choshev. So he thought like this, he will load down the jealousy. Aber, v'hiru echuk Yosef oyav avir. They chat nei, it's not coming. Because Yaakov, this is like the Chasam Sefer Pshat, that Pshat the Ketanis passing. Aber nachzor l'inyanenu to Beis Halevi. So Beis Halevi says that they were not jealous. They were not jealous. All this moment in the first dream, the Vayisnu Oysa. The second dream was Vayikanu Boy. It fits with the red that we said like before. That's the Ma'alof of the Beis Halevi. So Alabal, the famous Maisa, the same Nebrak, was a Yid. Came with his wife for Shlambayis to Rav Shteyma. What was it, Shlambayis? Rav Shteyma says, Shlambayis with Rav Shteyma, so with his Maisa. He came there, he was a Choshevin Geman, he's learning in Kollel Poinovich, Mamish, a big time in Chochem. His wife told him, listen, the kids are starting to get older, you know, we have to marry off our kids. So he started to step into Parnasse. I'm saying it a bit wrong, I'll say it correct. There was a guy, he lived in Panovich. I don't know if it was such a choshvin geman taker. After his chasana, I'm explaining a bit of community for the story later. After his chasana, he decided he's going out to work. He never learned so much, but he's going out to work. But he'll be a big balzadok, a big balchesed. And he started to work. First year he made $10 million. That was for a nice house. Second year he made $100 million. His mom, she gave, I think, mom, a lot of money to tzedakah. Third year, he made numbers without a hand. Because one day he comes home, he tells his wife, he's buying this fancy car. It's $2 million. I don't know, exists such a car, but $2 million. Mamish, a chashuvah car, you know, the handles from gold. Mamish, she told him, I don't understand. You wanted a big house, I don't mind. You wanted a nice house, a nice office, a comfortable, everything. Why you need to drive this fancy car? It's not like the people near you are driving 1.5, you want to be point. Everyone driving 100,000, 2,000. Why have there such a car? It's time to take out the eyes of everyone. It's time to be, I know, what do we need it for? I don't understand. I stole it from someone. I'm the biggest butzdog in Stadt. I give Kupasayir everything. Not a problem. Well, I'm a Ghana, it's mine. I give tzedakah. Well, I'm taking from someone. What is my problem? Not stepping. I'm giving more from Chaimish. Not stepping on no one. Well, some people are jealous, but I'm a chur that people will stop not be jealous. She said, I'm not masking. Nice house, a big house, a fancy house, 10 fruit. I don't mind. I'll stand a car to take out the eyes of people. I don't want people to be jealous of us. It's, I know, it's not kida. So this time, they're going to Shlom Bayis to Avshema. Okay, to Avshema. She says, I'm not masking, take out the eyes of everyone. He says, I'm a ganev, I took it from someone. Kosher a girl. Ma baya. So Avshema told him, tell me, you finished Shas already? Finish Chatzi Shas? Said Anoshim, you finished the Masechta? I said, no. Tell me, Moshe, the Yeshivish blood that they learn in Yeshivish, you know? Guy said, no. He said, you could buy the car, don't worry, no one will be jealous of you. There's nothing to be jealous of you. You could buy the car, don't worry. There's no Chash, don't worry. No, there's nothing to be jealous. This is the Bisalevi. This is the Bisalevi from our parsha. The brothers were not jealous if Yosef would be the king. Wasn't that jealous? Jealous has to be in Ruchnius. So the first dream, Vayisnoiser. Forget Ruchnius. Ma pitom, you telling me what to do? Does he have Vayisnoiser? Yeah. About jealousy? Jealousy? Jealousy in Nishtam. Jealousy in Nishtam. Tam, Rabbi Shabel Soloveitchik would say, Alemol. Shalim, that it says, "Vayasifu oid snoy oisay al chalam oisav al dvor." Then vayichalam oid chalim acher vayisaper oisay leochim. So it's very interesting. Look how it goes. The first time Yosef gets up in the morning, and he tells his brother, "Vayisaper le vayichalam Yosef chalim vayagel leichov vayasifu oid snoy oisay vayemar aleim shimu lo achalim azeh asher cholamti." אנחנו מעל מלום ותך הסודה, כמה לו מוסי גם ניצובו. ואומרים לו, איך הוא, הם לא יכתים לאיך עלינו, למשל תמשול בנו. ויוסיפו אוי צנועי סל חלומי סוף ועל דבור. זה והיה חלם אוי תחלם אחר, ויספר אוי סל אוכי. ויאמר חלם החלמתי, ויספר אל אובי ואל אחוב, ויגר ביובי, ויאמר לו, מה החלם הזה אשר חלמת? ויקלו ביוכי ואובי שומר סדובו. זה סד, נגמור סזן ברוכס, that kol ha-chaloimes go after the pisorim. If you have a dream, the way you poison the chaloim, this is the way the chaloim happens. So in the first dream, he told them, I had a dream, you were mishtachmet to me. So they told him, what do you think, you'll be the king? Then they got upset on the dream, and then how they answered the dream. So the next dream, they decided they're not answering him. So he went to the father. And the father said the same thing. So then Yaakov was put to the chaloim. So the second time, the brothers didn't say nothing. Because forget, they already put the first chaloim. So they were sorry that they put the first chaloim. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. ויגשר בו יוסף אל אוכו, ויפשיטו את יוסף וסקוטנטוי, ויקחו וישליחו איסו הבוירו. It says, בייז רישי, הבוירו. והבויר, ריק אין בו מים. וישבו לאכו אל לחם. סתם, before we start, I want to say a big יסויד, שייתן ספורים הקדושים. What is the pshat that the brothers went to eat bread? They put them in the boir, וישבו לאכול לחם. Selling the brother. So it says in the Sforim that a lot of times a person gets angry. The reason he's angry because he didn't eat breakfast. He didn't sleep by night. He does things mitoich kas. Later in life, he's sorry that he did them. When a person has to be angry at someone and take a decision that is hard and rush, sit down, have a meal, relax. If after that you decide to do it, they say it in very tifa words. I'm saying it mamash posha. The Achim HaKadoshim decided they didn't eat twice days. The Achim didn't eat bread every hour. Yeah, it's a new store open. They went to eat. They ate when they were hungry. So it means that time to eat was now. So it means that they were hungry already. They decided before we do it, we'll put them in the boil. You know what? We'll misyashev badova. We'll see if Take, what we did, is mitoich yishuv adas, or maybe it's a libo rekona. The minute they sat to eat, it's a big yisoy. A lot of times a person in life is bold. He didn't sleep yesterday. It wasn't the shaykh, the enemy is wrong. I slept, I didn't sleep. The enemy is wrong. Go to sleep. Wake up. If the enemy is wrong, then do what you want to do to him. You didn't eat yet. Someone didn't eat. The enemy is a god. I don't know if I ate breakfast or not. But you're angry. You're nervous. Vayesh v'lecho
ilecho. Before, no?
Now it says, Vayeshlicho Yisrael aboiro v'aboi reik. So Chazal ha-medayek state, v'aboi reik ein boi mai. Vayeshlicho Yisrael aboiro v'aboi reik ein boi mai. So the Seder HaDvorim is be'etzem, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, daf Chof Alef Amud Beis, Dorash Rabbi Yonasan bar Simloi, Mai dichsi v'aboi reik ein boi mai, ממשמע שנאמר והבוי ריק אין יודע שאין בו מים צז והבוי ריק ממשמע שנאמר והבוי ריק אין יודע שאין בו מים אלא מה תמוד לא אמר אין בו מים מים אין בו אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בו מים אין בו אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בו הוא ריק for מים אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בו Then the Gemara is Mamshich. The Dorash Rabbi Yonasan bar Simloi Merchanika Shilicho Lemalo Me'esrim Amo Psulo Kesuko Vechemovri. It's Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom of the Gemara. So the first thing is Dorash Rabbi Yonasan bar Simloi Ma'i Dichsi V'Aboi Reik Mimashu Shenema V'Aboi Reik Ein Yodea She'Aboi Reik Matam Lema V'Aboi Reik Reik Ein B'Maim Matam Lema V'Ein B'Maim Ma'i Shenema V'Aboi Reik Ein Yodea She'Maim Matam Lema V'Ein B'Maim מים עוד אין בה, אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בה. ודור אשר בין זה בסבלוי, מחלק השיר, יכול למעלה מעשרימם, או פסולו כסוקו וחמבו. אם הייתה אם לשאלת בהן. So the shayla is one of the shaykhs, the two gemorots. So pash is the shaykhs is, because it's the same name. הוא אמר רבי, והוא אמר רבי, והוא אמר, דור אשר בין זה בסבלוי. But the problem is in the תנחומה, you have the same memories, and it's not the same name. So if you bring this in Ibishitz, that it was a kasha in the first memory, Chazal say if you throw someone to a boat she yesh b'nechoshim v'akrabim is me'idim olav shemes. So Reuben says I don't want to kill. So they take a boy v'aboy reik ein b'mayim v'nechoshim v'akrabim yesh b'nechoshim v'akrabim. So you're killing him. It's a halacha b'hilchis aguna that a person that fell to a boy that yesh b'nechoshim v'akrabim me'idim olav shemes. So he's a ritzeach. So the Rechaim HaKodesh tells on the aura here, the Rechaim HaKodesh says that this would Yosef tied to them. That the Bal Pchire could kill a person even if Loi Nigzar Olav. It's a big shayla in Bitochen Ve'emunah. The Bal Chaim don't kill a person that Hashem didn't say to kill. The melody said, if Yosef doesn't deserve to be dead, then the Choshev Ha'akrabim will not kill him. This was the test. So it's like, you think Reuben said, don't kill him, just put him in the boil? Someone will take him out tomorrow. They know that's the Choshev Ha'akrabim. He said, we'll test. And says, Dor HaChaim HaKodesh. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz says, no. The answer is, the boy was Lamato Me'esri Mamo. And Lamato Me'esri Mamo, you can't see. V'horaye, Mechalik HaShinich Lamato Me'esri Mamo, you're not Yoitze, because you shalte Be'en. This is Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. This is the Shaykh, it's the two members in the Gemara. This is the Shaykh, it's the two members of the Gemara. And says, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. The third fact, well, you don't see. Malam Esim, how do you see? You don't see. You see a plane in the Shamayim. So could be lo yishalta ba'ena, it's not so recognized. So could be they missed out that it's the nechoshim ve'akrabim. Could be that they missed out that it's the nechoshim ve'akrabim. But anders are going to ander pshat. The pshat is, avada the nes happened. But the nest was not in front of them. It was in the bottom of the boil. Maybe the snakes were sleeping. Maybe the akravim were sleeping. If it would be b'teiches rimamo, they would see the nest and they would pull them right out. The question is different. They didn't see. In the minute that they saw, they knew there were snakes. But they didn't. The snakes didn't bite Yosef. Pull them out. The Torah says, but the nest happened lemato me'esrim. While the nest happened lemato me'esrim, b'meile, they didn't recognize. This is the reason the Chanukah shnichel b'alam me'esrim amos l'shalta be'ene. It's also missing chayli. The Goel says a remise. V'aboy reik en boy ma'im, aval yesh boy nechoshim ve'akrabim. Says ein ma'im elo teiro. The Pasuk is Meramez, a person that doesn't have Mayim is full with Nechoshim ve'akrabim, is Midas Rois. V'shelo yoymar lecha odom. I'm a Balmides, I'm a very nice person, I'm not cut for learning, but I'm a mensch, and I'm polite. Shtusim zog begoyim. V'aboy reik, ein boy Mayim. Im ein boy Mayim, yesh boy Nechoshim ve'akrabim. If it's no Teire, it's full with Nechoshim ve'akrabim. And this is what we're going. Then the pasuk goes weiter. Vayikra Yaakov simlo yisro v'yasim musag b'mo yisro v'yisablo al bonav yomim rabim. Vayakumu kol bonav v'chobno yisro l'nachamoy. So the Torah Tmimah has a givaldik avot. It says that Yaakov was crying Yomim Rabim, and then Vayakumu Bonav Lenachamoy. It says, why didn't it come to Menachem right away? Zokter Yomim Rabim is 12 months. The Gemara says, V'lein El Metzias, Shames Mishtakech Me'ames after Yud Beis Chodesh. After Yud Beis Chodesh, when he carried on crying, so Bonav Ibnei Yosef got up and he told him, Yaakov, so don't cry, he's not dead. This was the Nechama they were telling him. Vayivko is a yomim rabim, zog yotar yotmimo, samela vayakumu bonav lenachamoy, they told him, don't. Now, the Pasuk says weiter, the whole story with Eishes Petifa, wanted to go to one chilek in that story of Eishes Petifa. The Pasuk says, "Vatitpesayu bebigdoi leimer shchiva imadi, vayazit bigdoi biyodo vayonos vayitze achutzo. Vayiki roisa ki oza bigdoi biyodo vayonos achutzo vatikol ha'an shebeisu vatoymer lehem, reu ivirinu yishivri letzachik banu." So she held on to his clothes, so he ran out. She saw that he left his clothes, so she called everyone and she said, here's his clothes. But obviously, if she has his clothes, then he came to do a aveira with her. Frek de Velta Kasha. So why Yosef left the clothes? He doesn't chapa what happened. We speak on clothes that were his clothes. She'll come home, she'll say, listen, here's the clothes. I mean, someone was here. Especially Lefi Chazal. Somebody would say she was very strong, he couldn't do it. The Achim HaKadoshim could kill Shechem, could kill everyone. Just give her a kick, take out the clothes. The Achim HaKadoshim. Shem Menashe gave a bang. Yehuda, the whole Mitzrayim. One lady. She did a givaldiki aside. When there's a person near a Nisoyen, you have to run away from the Nisoyen. Don't stay there for a second. And even to fight with the Nisoyen, don't stay there. Run away as they defy. run away as they be fired. You don't stay a second with the Nisayim. You don't stay there for a minute. For sure not to grab away the peace from the Nisayim. Yosef had a Nisayim. Chazal say, Dmus Aviv Nirale Bachalayim. Chazal say, it was a Nisayim for Yosef. Dmus Aviv Nirale Bachalayim. And he had reasons, Chazal explained. Because the Maisa Osnas Bat Patifera, the Maisa he married off. His kids came out from the mix of Potiphar. So he's Saburuch HaKadosh that he's having kids from here. But with a Nisayim, you don't stay for a second. You run out. If you stay for a second, you could fall in the Nisayim. When a person's the Nisayim, and he feels he has his Gabrus, you run away. It's the famous Maisa, no one knows if it's true or not, and no one knows if a Pialocha you're allowed to do it or not, but this is the Maisa. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Nu Shas Be'al Peh, they called him Reb Chaim Stuchina. And when he was learning in the Mir, it was the Goen Eilam. Then he married Rosh Hashiva's daughter, Rabbi Zvi'ud Finger's daughter, Rabbi Zvi'ud Miriam. And the matzah was, you know, it was not so much Sfarim, but he knew everything by heart. So like in the dining room, people spoke and learning. It was not something else to speak about. So, and if Oilam had Shmuel Tesis, they went over to Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz. So the Maisa goes over, again, I'm not saying if it's true or not, and if you're allowed to do it or not, but as they gave the Maisa Ariba. And the Bocher came over to Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And he asked him a teisvus. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz didn't remember. So he got up and he ran out and he started to chaz shas again. It took him a couple of months. He didn't bench. And the story goes that he said, if I would stay to bench, I would never chaz shas after it. So I don't know if you're allowed to do it al pi halacha. I don't know if it happened, but this is the maisa that I shamati migdei le'olam. But that's the nisayon. When a person has a nisayon, there's even the derech mutav. When a person has a nisayon, Talmuteres can get kulam. The matar is to learn. Benching is misbato to learning. That's last. It's not. Cholilu v'chas to have a mistake that the matar is the mitzvahs. Matar is the teira. Matar is teira. Alevai oisi yozov uteiras yishamaru. Alevai. Talmuteres can get kulam. Can get kulam. Million mitzvahs. I said, maybe it was a rabbanon, maybe it was a hiru, maybe Ben Shalom became. Maybe he didn't bichal be'yon, he made a moitzi one bite. There are a lot of tirutzim. Maybe he vomited in the whale, and when you vomit, you have to. But it could be answers. But a person has to know. Miyat. Not to stay with a nisayon. You have a nisayon, you cut it off. You cut the nisayon right away. If you don't cut the nisayon right away, you can fall weiter. This is not alamo. It says in the pasuk. The pasuk the Gemara brings down. Boitzei abirech nietz Hashem. More answer from it. Different pshatim. What pshat Chazal say? What is boitzei abirech nietz Hashem? Yehuda said, "Mabetza kinaru gesachinu v'chisinu esdamoy." Nishlechen, we'll sell him. It's not the Kotzke Rebbe, it's not the Gevaldik Gevor. Mabetza kinaru gesachinu v'chisinu esdamoy. Kotzke Rebbe said, he told the brothers, if you plan to kill him and to cover the blood and not to tell the father, don't do it. You don't do a mice that you can't stand behind. If you want to cover it, you're not holding and doing it. You could tell Yaakov, if we pass in Roidev, kill him. If you have to cover it from Yankov, you can't do it. To do a kanois and not to stand behind it, so don't do it. If you cannot stand behind what you're doing, don't do it. Mabetza kinaru gesachinu v'chisinu esdamoy. If you can't do it, zog de gemore, boitzeya birech, nietz Hashem. If you mevorech Yehuda, you menayetz Hashem. If you say Yehuda, you saved Yosef, you deserve something. Nietz Hashem, you menayetz the Ribbono Shel Olam. To say Yeshurkech for Yehuda, to save Yosef, you menayetz Hashem. This is what I heard from my father, Lo B'Shem Rabbeinu Lopia. Why? It's better to kill Yosef than to sell him to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Eretz of Znus. Better to die in this world better to die in this world from coming to Amokim with Pritzus and Averis and Chas V'Sholom Nichshol. If Yosef will be Nichshol, Chas V'Sholom is Potiphera. Chazal said, Mus Oviv Nirsalim Achaloim. Nisim, Nisim. Yosef went out. B'Shen V'Ayin. Nisim, Nisim. Achmon Ayid Galon. Zchus Adi Yosef Tzadikayo. He was aimed at the Nisayan. To bring him to such a Nisayan. Nirtz Hashem. Better to kill him. It was a Maisa once in Yeshiva a couple of years ago. Then my father told this Maisa. 10 years ago, it was a Maisa in Yeshiva. It was some Bacharim that was a rumor. The Maisa in the end, maybe it was Nisbar that the rumor was wrong, but it's not Nogia to the Etzem Adovo. I heard a rumor that was 3 Bacharim that went on a cruise. I heard such a rumor. So I didn't know what is a cruise. So they told me it's a big boat with a lot of Averis. So, I called up. It's very hard to get hold. You have to call the army to get hold of the boat. And I said, if you could tell a message to these people to jump down to the water now. It's Yehorik Valiavo. Die! Die, just jump out. Jump out to the water. Every second is Aveira there. You have to die. The kids said they didn't want to give over the message. So I davened that they will die. I davened to Hashem very strong that they will die. And my faith feels that they will die. So some of the parents had tinnitus, and now that they will die. So put my father-in-law, Avraham Gurwitz, Choshviyit, came to Eretz Yisrael, and I asked him if I was right. He said, for sure, they were very strong, but they will die. He said, he wants to tell me a maise. He told me that on a Choshviyit, he didn't want to tell me who it is. I thought after it, I heard who it is. Very Choshviyit, I was living in Europe. And this maise, he told me that Rebbe Lopian told him. Rebbe Lopian is his Zayde, my Zayde. Rebbe Lopian told him this maise. So Choshev Yehuda was living in Europe, and one of his kids decided to go to America. In that days, America was terrible. So Mokim of Averis, no Choshev Yehuda were living there. I don't know what's the matter today, but I know this is what he was saying then. It was not a Mokim of Teira then. It was not a Mokim of Teira. So him and his wife walked the son to the deck, to the boat, and when the boat took off, they started to dive, and the boat will drown. I think it did. And Rebbele told him that this person did the right thing. And he told him, better that Yosef will die from going to the Nisayon. Better to die from going to a Nisayon. And from my wife I heard that this person was Rebbele Lopian himself. From the family, they don't say it over. Person has to know. People think, Aveira her, Aveira him, machen tshuve. If it's a aloche yehorek ve'al yavo to do Aveira, Avizirayu is yehorek ve'al yavo. I don't know if it's gloria rayas. Avizirayu. To look at a prison, Avizirayu is yehorek ve'al yavo. So it's better to be dead from doing it. No? Well, I learn to do it and then do tshuve. So why yehorek ve'al yavo? I'll do it and then do tshuve. So advice is, it's better to die from doing it. Doing it and doing tshuva shvachem ha'isis. Better to die. That's a halacha, right? Because if it's better to do, if I could do tshuva later, so why to do it? Tomorrow I'll do tshuva. The talent is, Hashem doesn't want it. He prefers that you'll die. So if a person cannot jump, and every second he's over the aveira, if being there, he's mechuyev to jump. And I can't daven that he will not do aveira when he's there. Because every second that he's there is over another zerai, right? So he's mechuyev to jump every second. So what Hashem wants him to jump? So Hashem wants him not to be there. So he's mechuyev not to be there. And then I found out there's no shaykhs. It was money maises. Yeah, it's no shaykhs. Bichlal was no. Bichlal prince. Bichlal was not a shvach boat. Besides in this room, go on and speak nish. So let me shanet. Let me free. So take it. Didn't die. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. But this is the hashkofe. Boitzei abirach miyatz Hashem. Prison has to know it's better to die from being in a bad place that is a halacha that you're not allowed to be there. Mitzrayim was Eretz Zima. Mitzrayim is Eretz Zima. To send Yosef to Mitzrayim is a avle. I'm saying for Rebbele, I call the Dakas. זה במילא ביצי הבירך מירץ השם. One word, Biskerov says in the end of the parsha, the last pasuk, "V'loy zochar saramashkim es Yosef v'yishkacheyu." Yosef asked the saramashkim, maybe I'll finish maybe the lechter word. It's a word of the Ben Ishchai, one of the famous stories of the Ben Ishchai, and this parsha, very beautiful word. Why Yosef told the Sarah Oifim that he will be dead? And the Sarah Mashkim, he told him, you will go back. Maybe Fakert. Maybe the Sarah Mashkim will be dead. And the Sarah Oifim will be alive. So, it's a vote of, I don't know who, one of the people pulling, he says, first he answered the Sarah Mashkim, then he answered the Sarah Oifim. Pashas, he knew from the Vuh everything. But if he didn't say that he knew to place it from the Chaloyim. So they say, if he will tell Sarah Mashkim that you will be dead, so Sarah Oifim will not come over to ask him the Pesach, right? So the Sarah Mashkin will die. Sarah Oifim will never come over, so he will never go to the king and tell him to take out Yosef. So he told Sarah Mashkin, you'll be alive. Sarah Oifim came over later, then you'll be dead. Sarah Mashkin told him, you know, I helped you to be out, so you go and tell my power that to take me out. But if you tell Sarah Mashkin, you'll die, Sarah Oifim will never come over to ask him what the guitar is. He's going to kill us. So mainly he will die, and he will not remember him a favor. But the Ben Ish Chai says, the Givaldi Kazach. Says was a big race in Baghdad of pictures. The one that would do the best picture he will win. And Mamish was pictures all over the place, beautiful Mamish, like that was a picture of a little kid and he had the basket full with food and it looked Mamish givaldik. And this person took out a bird and he freed the bird and the bird flew to the basket and tried to take out fruits. So everyone was clapping. Listen, this guy won. He made a picture that even the bird thought that the fruit is real. So the judge got up and he said, oh, he's for sure not getting the prize. The bird was not scared from the guy that was holding the basket. He saw it's a picture. Like the Ben Ish Chai, he told the Psaraifim, if in your dream the birds are eating from the basket on top of your head, it means the birds are seeing in the dream that you're dead. Because birds don't go over to a person that is alive and eat from the top of his head, because they're scared from the person. So it means that in the dream, you already dreamt that you're not an alive person. So you're right, that in the dream the food was real, right? But you in the dream were like a dead person. I know that the answer in your dream is that you'll be a dead. This was the pisorim mitoich hachaloim that the sarah oifim will die. Good job.